Over half of all plant species native to Ireland are in decline, a new report has found. And to tell us more about this, I'm joined on the line by Una Duggan. She is Head of Advocacy at Birdwatch Ireland and Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland Committee member. Good afternoon, Una. Apologies, I never put Una up. Good afternoon, Una.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Una. Tell us a little bit more about this and why our Irish plants are in decline.
Okay, so what the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland has published today is the findings of the what's called Plant Atlas 2020. So basically between 1987 onwards until 2020, 2,500 people went out recording plants in cities and in the countryside and on the coast in Ireland and documented 2.85 million records of plant species. So this was a third atlas, and it allows us to detect change over time and see what's happening in the wider landscape. And what the findings, once there was some analysis done and some modelling done, the findings show that in Ireland, 56% of Irish native plant species have declined in range and abundance, or both. So the plants that have been impacted most negatively are native grassland plants, but also plants of lakes and wetlands. So the issues there relate to changes in agriculture, including intensification and increased fertilizer use, reseeding, drainage, all of these activities that farmers undertake to make the land more productive. In relation to plants and of lakes and wetlands, the issue there is relating to, similar to the night fertilizer increase on land, it's the nutrients getting washed off to the grasslands, then into lakes and to wetlands. And wetlands have also suffered from drainage. So basically, afforestation as well as another impact, peat cutting, there's a range of things that have caused these declines.
Okay. Some of the plants then, what type of plants are native to Ireland, and would people know what they look like if you saw them?
Yeah. So there's a fantastic online kind of directory of plants called Wildflowers of Ireland by a woman called Zoe Devlin. And if anybody wants to check out like what plants are in flower even now, I would advise people to go on and have a look at that website, because it shows you what native plants are there and also some invasive plant species as well. So it's a great resource. So like some of the plants that are in decline that people might recognize, I'm not sure if everybody would recognize ragged robin, which is an absolutely gorgeous plant of wet grasslands, and it's got kind of raggedy leaves that are fuchsia pink. It's a beautiful plant, a beautiful flower, and it would have been associated with wet grasslands, especially if you had a wet corner of a field and lived in the countryside, you'd know what ragged robin looks like. Marsh lousewort is another plant that associated with wetlands that has declined. Field gentian is another one. So there's a range of plant species, and you can go on to the Botanical Society of Britain and our BSBI.org to see a full list of the plant species that are in trouble.
What's really interesting as well, Una, is that from this 20-year research project, you also found that non-native plant species now outnumber native ones.
Yeah. So since 1500s, there's been the overwhelming majority of species introduced to Ireland since then have increased. So 80% of the non-native species have increased, which is absolutely phenomenal. And I suppose, how do they get here? They get here by people, really, and human activity, boats, you know, people traveling on boats, in planes or whatever, like seeds coming in, and you know, that's how these species arrive, sometimes also by birds. But you know, they get a stronghold then, and they are, you know, they're able to thrive. But not all of them are negative, okay? So some of them are you know, they might be alien species, but they, not all of them are invasive. But when we look at the likes of Rhododendron ponticum, so the rhododendron that some people think is absolutely beautiful purple color, is so devastating to our native plant species, and also the likes of Japanese knotweed and Himalayan balsam as well. Really problematic species that give an awful lot of trouble to our wildlife and other wild plants, but also to buildings even. Japanese knotweed is very destructive. So yeah, it isn't a great picture, to be honest, and we really have an opportunity now when we must halt these declines, because if you're looking at a 56% decline in, you know, maybe 23 or so years, what's going to happen in the next 20 years? And we need to have robust and resilient habitats filled with diverse plant species in order to be able to combat climate change, but also just so that these species survive already, you know, themselves.
Una, how do we stop the decline then, just us, the public, and the everyday person?
I suppose the first thing I'd tell everybody to do is get out and get a hand lens and go look at the plants, even in your garden and in local wild places, because you've no idea how beautiful and amazing they are up close. So get to know what these plants look like. And the plants in your area, I would also say let your weeds grow. Bee bombs and all of this, they're some of them are not great. I would suggest please go and let your weeds grow where you can. Tell your politicians that nature is important to you. We really need politicians to hear more from people that nature is important to you and that you want to see restoration of plants, or of our native plants. And also then, when it comes to policy on the agriculture and forestry side, we really need to see the Department of Agriculture and the Minister for Agriculture take more, kind of encourage the farming sector, encourage farmers to farm more in line with nature. But we have to remember, they're making their living out of the land, okay? So this is, it's really important that we help support them on this. And often it comes down to advice, and that they have the right advice, and that they know what's going on in their land, and they know what's on their land. Often we find that, especially through my work at Birdwatch Ireland, that farmers are very proud once they find out there's a native plant species that they didn't realise is there, and they want to help it. So, you know, leaving that grass verges, move the fence out from the hedgerow, reduce your fertiliser use. We know that farmers want to play their part, so it's really important that we help them to do that.
Okay, that is great. Great advice there, Una Duggan, Head of Advocacy at Birdwatch Ireland, and of course a committee member of the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland, with that news that over half of all plant species native to Ireland are in decline. Thanks very much, Una.
Thank you. Bye-bye.